We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Pulse of Pittsburgh. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, the Food and Drug Administration has halted the use of monoclonal antibodies in the fight against COVID and Omicron. And that has raised a lot of questions, because what are monoclonal antibodies? How do they work? How do they fight COVID? And why are they halted? Well, we will speak to the owner of an infusion company, a local infusion company, coming up in a half hour.
Right now, every Thursday at this time, we visit with the director of digital media for Pittsburgh Magazine. Rich Cook is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right. We always enjoy peering into the mind of you and the team at Pittsburgh Magazine. You guys do a great job of bringing things to light. I love your dining critic, Halby Klein.
Yeah, he is. He's in touch with all things food in Pittsburgh, and he does a great job. His latest is six great casual meals you can find in Pittsburgh for less than $17. He says these are perfect ideas for a quick and delicious meal at a price that won't bust your wallet. And this is not fast food. This is really good food. They include a carne asada burrito, which I'm probably mispronouncing, a special soup and salad combo, pizza, and all-you-can-eat Indian food. That's some of the several options. You can check out the whole list at PittsburghMagazine.com.
And during the pandemic, we noted there, Rich, that a lot of people adopted pets, and now that seems to be going in the opposite direction.
There's been a boom, to put it mildly, Kevin. The ASPCA estimates that 23 million households added a dog or cat in the first year of the pandemic alone. Fortunately, this story is about how Pittsburgh offers plenty for owners and for their furry friends alike in terms of services, including, and I've never heard of this, an ice cream parlor. Salty Paws of Pittsburgh in the Lawrenceville is the spot for pooches to get a frosty treat. Ice cream.
Food for everybody.
Food for everybody. They also have cookies and what look like donuts. The picture's like, wow, that really looks good. And they're covered in all kinds of chocolate chips and other different sweets. All of it's lactose-free and dog-friendly. And their motto is pooch-tested, owner approved.
You know, I'd try it. If I had a dog and I was down, I'd take a bite too.
I remember Dave Crawley from Katy Country on TV. You remember him, right, Rich?
Oh yeah.
He brought some dog treats back to the station and set them down near the coffee machine . Anyway,
you thought it was biscotti and you're dipping it in your coffee.
Ray Tannehill just gobbled them up. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of This Week in History, and this story, you remember Harry O'Toole, that worked here for many years, he knew all about this story.
Right. So the headline we use is the love affair that led to an infamous jailbreak. And I suspect as Larry hinted, that you've heard of Mrs. Soffel and the Biddle brothers. Well, it was 121 years ago this week. Ed and Jack Biddle escaped from the Allegheny County Jail with the help of Kate Soffel, who happened to be married to the warden. Crazy, right? So the Biddles were convicted murderers awaiting execution, and by all accounts, they were also very charming, and Mrs. Soffel fell in love with Ed and decided to help them make a big break. As you can imagine, this ended badly for all involved, but the story was compelling enough to inspire a Hollywood movie starring Diane Keaton, Mel Gibson, and Matthew Modine. you can read about how this bizarre tale ends. Watch the movie trailer, too, if you want, all at PittsburghMagazine.com.
Yeah, and finally, it's a big weekend for the house tours.
Yes, this is the final weekend for our Ultimate House Tours. This is Lawrenceville Lost, 38th and Butler. I was there last weekend. There are three amazing penthouse units that are decorated to the max. The views are spectacular. It's really, you get a lot of inspiration, decorating ideas from touring these. And the best part of it is that the money that we collect for the tours benefits, all of it goes to the free care fund at UPMC Children's Hospital.
Read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com/ultimate. You can get details on the tours and everything else. Our digital director of Pittsburgh Magazine, Rich Cook. Rich, have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Stay warm.
Yeah, he was telling me about it the other day back in the office. Says he really likes it.
His underwear?
No, the hat.
Oh.
The toque.
He got. Have you ever been to Duluth Trading?
No.
Where is it?
It's right down by the mall at Robinson, just across the parking lot from Dick's. It's a standalone building. And, I'm not endorsing them or anything like that, but it was a phenomenal experience. My niece and brother-in-law and sister went in there just to waste a little time and ended up buying a jacket and this toque and all kinds of stuff that looked like high-quality warm stuff. And guess what? It's high-quality warm stuff.
You look warm, and then the unshaven thing at the after you shave your head.
I bought this before I shaved my head.
And then you grew your beard out. What do you call it in that state? Because it's not a full beard yet.
It's just some scruff.
You look like, you could mix it up. The hockey players.
Yeah, right? Peaky Blinder type.
Peaky Blinders. Hey, by the way, we're going to share with you Antonio Brown. There's an extended conversation with Nate Burleson, who is from the CBS Morning Show on television and the network. And I guess because Nate was in the league, Antonio seemed to really open up to him.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive interview.
And
the questions were pretty direct and
he asked him,
and it's good.
Asked him directly about his mental health and what he thinks, and very fascinating. We'll share that. And tomorrow the president comes to Pittsburgh, and we'll talk about that and what that might mean locally. And then Monday, you see what's happening in California, where they're going to ban drilling around Los Angeles.
Yeah, and in New York, they're going to ban natural gas hookups and new construction buildings.
While we sit on one of the largest natural gas reserves on the planet.
Yeah, and Russia supplies Germany with a lot of their natural gas, and, you know, there's all talks of war, saber rattling going on in Ukraine right now. Would we have been better off if the president made a deal to sell our natural gas to Germany? We'd have some money.
And also, we've uncovered what we think is the new name for the NFL's Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins.
You had an idea. You saw the collision of a few ideas because it's happening February 2nd, Larry. And what else is February 2nd?
Groundhog Day.
And what was the line called back in the day, the heyday of the Washington?
The Hogs.
Yes.
And the Red Hogs is the odds-on favorite.
Not Whistle Pig.
No. But Hog, Groundhog, I'm thinking their PR department thought it would be funny if they try to steal some thunder from Phil and Punxsutawney on his day to announce their new name.
What is it with everybody wanting a piece of Phil?
They do. The PETA wants an animatronic hog, or to use some kind of skin from apples to predict.
Dean DeVore's not a big fan of Phil's.
Nope.
Meteorologists don't like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mike, Phil?
What about, we asked our meteorologist, Dean, what if we replaced you with an animatronic? You know, he didn't like it so much.
Well, he wants a competition knocked off.
It's 8:38. This is The Pulse to Pittsburgh. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. COVID, COVID, COVID. Everybody's talking about how to beat COVID with a vaccine. I had that great interview with Paul Mango that's online on kdkradio.com right now about Operation Warp Speed. But then there are the monoclonal antibodies, Larry. I know people who have had them once they got COVID-19 and it helped fight COVID-19. But now the FDA has halted the use of them. Why?
Well, that's a great question to ask our next guest on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Adam Rice is the owner of Olympus Infusions. Adam, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Let's start with, what are monoclonal antibodies as a treatment for COVID?
In layman's terms, they're synthetic proteins that act as antibodies that are produced by the pharmaceutical companies that mimic our immune response to viruses and whatnot. We have three different companies that were producing them. We had Regeneron, which is by far the most well-known. Then Eli Lilly and GSK were making their versions as well. And earlier this week, the FDA took the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization, away from both Regeneron and Eli Lilly, leaving us with only one out of the three to be able to administer to our patients.
Now, Olympus Infusions, you're on Regis Avenue in Pleasant Hills. You're still open, though. You're still able to do work with the other antibodies, aren't you?
Yes, we are. The supply has been constrained, but the writing was on the wall for a while. So we did our best to, maneuver through this new curveball that the government threw us, but we shortened our hours a little bit and did limit the number of appointments, but we'll be open Monday through Friday, this week into next, and we'll just take it week by week.
I would assume with the surge of Omicron that there is a huge demand. I guess almost all of the new cases are Omicron, the variant. Why did the government do this? What do you suspect is behind this?
Well, I don't want to conject, but I can tell you what they are saying. And what they're essentially saying is that through computer modeling, the way these monoclonal antibodies work is like a lock and key sort of fashion. Everyone's seen the image of a coronavirus with a little broccoli sprouts on the outside of it, those spike proteins. The antibodies are created in a lab to latch on to the surface of the virus. And that's all done in computer modeling and by people way smarter than me. But what they're saying is they believe that through the shape of that sort of lock and key on the antibodies, they just don't quite fit Omicron well, except for GSK's version. So they're saying, why use it if it doesn't help? Which gets into an interesting debate, because we have the state of Florida saying, well, this is all well and good, this is computer modeling, but anecdotally, we're seeing people get better on this stuff. So right now, there's a little debate within the medical community and the government as to whether or not that was the right decision.
Yeah, this is very interesting, because there's proof that the vaccine doesn't work real well against Omicron either. In fact, a British study says 2/3 of the Omicron cases are people who had already either had COVID or were boosted. So how effective are the monoclonal antibodies?
Well, that's the thing. We are waiting to see some clinical peer-reviewed data. I can tell you anecdotally, just from what we were seeing, is that we had folks that were really dragging, who were fighting it, and really struggling. And they would come in and get infused. And within the next 24 to 36 hours, they really seemed to bounce back. Not everybody, but a really good percentage of those folks that we treated came back to us and said that they felt much, much better. Now, I don't have any way to provide quantitative information or statistically significant information, but that's what the doctors are saying. That's what the Surgeon General of Florida is saying. It's like, we got a feeling in our gut as professionals that this is still working. Maybe it's not quite as effective, but Omicron also isn't as deadly as Delta either. So, and my one argument here is the government's paid for these antibodies. There are now antibodies made by Regeneron and Eli Lilly sitting in refrigerators, just not being used. And there's really no downside to it. The side effect profile is wonderful. If it helps, it helps. If not, so be it. But at least it's one more arrow in our quiver. And I just hate to see all of this medicine sitting in refrigerators not getting used.
We're with Adam Rice, Olympus Infusions, the owner here in Pittsburgh. Is there any chance that they might reverse that? Because if I'm sick with COVID and I want to seek a monoclonal antibody treatment, how long would I have to wait at this point now that they put this restriction in?
It's not even so much as a wait as just having the ability to find an appointment. It's tough. I don't really know where the administration has to gain here by restricting the access to it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a reconsideration or there's another quote-unquote variant that comes out that now all of a sudden is maybe possibly more susceptible to it. But I would say, the health systems offer the monoclonals. We still continue to offer the monoclonals. It's not as readily available, but the demand actually had gone down earlier in this week. For the first time in Monday, we weren't fully booked out, and I posted on Facebook, maybe it's starting to pass a little bit, and then we got this curveball. So I'm not quite sure, where we're going to be here in a couple of weeks, but right now we're still operating.
Yeah, there are some that say that the monoclonal antibodies have reduced hospital admissions by a large percentage. Now, if I'm sick and I show up at Olympus Infusions today, how long of a process is it to be injected with the antibodies?
It's quick. It's a quick getting you in and out the door. You're in and out a little bit over maybe an hour and 15 minutes. Well, it's got to be about an hour and 20 minutes because the infusion's 20 minutes. And then we have to sit you down and put you in front of a big screen TV and let you watch some Netflix for an hour. We have to monitor you for an hour to make sure you don't have any adverse reactions. And during that time, we handle all your paperwork and insurance paperwork and whatnot. But it's about an hour and 20-minute process all in. And we have been doing a good job. Folks have been leaving relieved. They felt the nurses that have stepped up to the plate and helped with this. We've infused thousands of people over the last couple months, and I really feel that we have made a difference in keeping folks out of the hospitals.
Well, we appreciate your willingness to discuss it with us. Thank you, Adam. Good luck.
Thank you.
Adam Rice, owner of Olympus Infusions here in Pittsburgh Pleasant Hills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.